Gronalund may be one of the most compact amusement parks in the world. Located in Stockholm, Sweden, this park covers less than just 10 acres. Despite that, they pack in nearly 30 different rides. This impressively includes 8 different roller coasters, many of which are intertwined and/or head-over pathways. It is truly unbelievable how dense this park is. But that's not all. This park also features not one, not two, but 3 different drop towers, all of which are excellent. And there are also some additional flat rides and dark rides that should not be missed as well. So in this video, I will rank this park's top 20 rides and attractions. Starting off the list at number 20 is the Rock Jet. This is a Revachon Himalaya. It's not super fast, but it goes fast enough to offer sustained laterals. Plus, it goes both forwards and backwards while blasting loud music. Number 19, Katting Fliegeren. This is a cool Zier Wave Swinger. This one has the usual speed and bouncing motion, but this one is interesting because it swings out over the water, so it has nice visuals plus a refreshing breeze. Number 18, Blackfisken. This is a Schwarzkopf polyp, and I like how this one is next to the water as well. It's a fun visual, and it's fitting for the ride's aquatic theme. The bobbing motion is frequent, and it comes close to offering airtime. Then you can get some solid spins as well, but the rotation is not quite as forceful as the Eyerly models that you commonly find stateside. Number 17, Fliegende Matten. This is a Zier flying carpet with a good cycle. No airtime to be had, but the downswings are intense. You are quickly ripped downwards, getting tossed forwards and backwards, while also being subjected to strong positive Gs. Do not be fooled by this ride's smaller size. Number 16, Karlikstunnen. This is a classic Tunnel of Love. It is a slow-moving boat ride. It may not be as engaging as newer dark rides, but you do pass a series of miniatures and static displays. There is a lot to see, and it does have some charm. Plus, there are some scenes you would never see in America. Number 15, Kvasten. This is an enjoyable Vekoma suspended coaster. If you've ridden Freedom Flyer at Funspot Orlando, this ride will be mighty familiar to you. This is the original layout that has been cloned a half dozen times, and the layout works better at Gronalund because you've dived through rides, soar over pathways, and pierce through the station building itself. The visuals are really fun, and that final helix is solid force too. Then the ride is very smooth tracking and super freeing lap bars to maximize the sensation of flight and comfort. Number 14, Vilde Musen. This Gerslauer bobsled is uniquely intertwined with Jetline, so this Wild Mouse variant has a unique and twisted layout with lots of near misses. There are a lot of bank turns and drops, but as I noted in a separate review, these bits are lacking on the forces. You don't really get airtime in this one. The few hairpin turns do offer solid laterals though, they are the highlights for me. Number 13, Pop Expressen. This is a Huss breakdance that is uniquely placed indoors with a dance club atmosphere. You have party lights and booming music. The speed is average for the model, but the placement amplifies the disorientation and near misses. And per usual, if you throw your weight around, you can get some forceful full spins. The cycle is on the shorter side though, which is the biggest downside with this attraction. Number 12, House of Nightmares. This is a haunted walkthrough and a good one too. It is an upcharge, but I think it's worth it. There are just a few scare actors inside, but they are loud and well spaced out, so they really will catch you off guard. Then there are some cool effects like squishy floors, air blasts, snake-like ropes on the floor, and even a room with several doorways and many fake paths. Number 11, Katapulten. This is one of the best SNS drop towers. This is an 18-story tall combo tower offering spectacular views of the park, city, and water depending upon where you're sitting. Then the forces are great too, as you get both a space shot and turbo drop in one single ride. This one is weirdly silent, so the space shot launch sneaks up on you. It has an okay kick to it. Then at the top, you get some good floater airtime. Then you slowly race back up for the turbo drop. This drop gives a nice pop of airtime. This ride is very fun. It just can't match the intensity of the park's larger Intamin drop towers that you'll see later on this list. Number 10. Blood Toget. This is a fun ghost train. The visuals are a hodgepodge mix of scares, similar to what you'd see at a carnival installation. Well, except for the man sitting on the pooper. That's a unique one. But the scenes all work here, and they're much better quality than what you'll see at a carnival. And there are some auxiliary effects built into the vehicle augmenting the frights, such as vibration and knobs. These will really shock first-timers. Number 9. Insane. This Intamin Zack spans the exact same layout as the much maligned Green Lantern First Flight, but this one's much better. This installation actually allows the vehicles to rotate as intended, resulting in a wilder and more comfortable ride experience. Now, you probably won't flip until the finale, but the final bunny hump is incredible. You get ejector airtime over the sharp hill, plus a guaranteed flip. It is a surreal combination. Then the Raven turns earlier in the ride are very forceful as you are yanked downwards, getting a bit of a free fall sensation. Compared to the far more common SS free spins, Zack spins flip less, but the forces are more intense because the center of rotation is not placed around the rider. I go in more detail about this in a separate review. Number 8. Eclipse. This is the park's tallest ride. This is a fun time star flyer standing a whopping 400 feet or 122 meters tall. The views are simply stunning. You get a full 360-degree panoramic view of both Gröna Lund and Stockholm. The rotation itself is slower than some of the other models out there, so you don't pull any G's. But the ride is plenty thrilling because the chain-bound gondolas will wildly twirl in the wind. It is quite unnerving. Number 7. Lustigahooset. This is a strong case as the world's best funhouse. With all the moving platforms, it feels like an obstacle course. You have all these different rocking and spinning platforms. They will try to make you lose your balance. But my favorites are the sliding staircases at the very start and the bouncing bridge. You can actually go airborne in the latter. There isn't any dead space either. There is either a gag or decorations on the wall at all points in the attraction, sometimes both. But that's not all. There is also a nice little mirror maze and some interesting slides. There is a conveyor belt one towards the start, and a tall, fast wooden slide at the very end. It's a sweet finale. See my review for more, but this is the park's self-proclaimed heart and soul. Number 6. Jetline. This Schwarzkopf Zier coaster is a fantastic one if you love positive forces. The turns and helixes are chock full of G's. Then there are some solid drops towards the start. The first one takes you into this cool tunnel. Then the second drop is incredible. You know that super steep twisting drop on a windstorm coaster? Imagine that, but far larger. You are viciously ripped downwards. It's incredibly snappy, while also piling on powerful positive G's, and it still provides an incredibly smooth ride experience after all these years. I do need to note that this coaster is currently closed due to a tragic accident in the summer of 2023. Thoughts and prayers go out to the victims and their families. The Swedish Accident Investigation Authority is investigating the incident, and the ride's eventual fate is currently unknown. Number 5. Icaros. This was the second Intamin Skyjump drop tower built after Busch Gardens Tampa's Falcon's Fury. This model's defining moment is when the vehicles tilt 90 degrees at the top, forcing riders to stare at the ground for the drop. It is a freaky visual. It's quite the rush seeing the concrete rapidly approaching your eyes. The plunge does not have the same force or airtime as traditional drop towers. I think you have a bit too much wind resistance. However, it is all about the visuals, as I said in my review. But the drop does last a long time, as this stands an impressive 31 stories tall. So along with all those thrills, you also get a wonderful view of your surroundings. I particularly like the side facing the water, but the other side offers a superior view of the park to compensate. Number 4. Fritfall. This 26 story tall drop tower from Intamin is the most forceful drop tower in the park. This particular entry refers specifically to the original sit-down gondolas. You are pulled to the top, getting a wonderful view of the city and park. Then you are released with no warning. The plunge is gut-wrenching. You get nice floater air time the whole way down, and a bit of a stomach drop sensation if you look downwards on the descent. I do prefer the stand-up side though, but more on that in a bit. Number 3. Twister. This is a Gravity Group wooden coaster. The stats make it look like a family coaster, but do not be fooled. This rides some deceptive force, particularly if you ride in the back row. You see, this ride was crammed into an impossibly tight footprint. It has a very convoluted layout. This makes it less predictable than the other small-scale Gravity Groups. This rides some super tight turns, and more notably, it has some sudden and steep drops offering good jolts of airtime. They will really toss you upwards if you're in that rear row. I know this ride has seen quite a bit of downtime in recent years, but hopefully it can reopen soon. Number 2. Monster. This is the newest Bolger-Mabillard inverted coaster, and it also may be the most unique one. This ride's conception is fascinating on its own. I go into more detail in a separate review, but in short, Grona Lund wanted to build this coaster in an adjacent parking lot, but when the approval process dragged out, they had to look elsewhere, and they found a way to cram it inside the main park. While this made construction difficult, the end result is a layout jam-packed with near misses. You are constantly whizzing over buildings or pathways. It is so neat. Then, while it doesn't have the positive G-heavy inversions of the older B&M inverts, it still has some oomph to it. The tight turns will hit you with good G's. The drop is wicked, as it's a steep twisting plunge. Then the inversions are enjoyably floaty. And the whole coaster is incredibly smooth, making it a pure delight to marathon. And coming in number 1 is Fritfall Tilt. This is the most extreme side of Fritfall by far. There is a single gondola with a stand-up, floorless, tilting vehicle. This takes the already intense drop tower and makes it a truly exceptional experience. You have the same great view going up, but the anticipation is even greater in that more exposed riding position. Then the drop is even more terrifying. The tilt forces you to stare at the ground, enhancing that stomach drop sensation. And there's a sizable gap between the top of the harness and my shoulders, so I was floating even higher in the descent. Then the landing, while mentally scary, is actually comfortable. This is not just the best ride at Grona Lund, but it's one of my favorite drop towers anywhere for that view and thrill combination. So those are the top 20 rides at Grona Lund in Stockholm. I love this park's blend of coasters and non-coasters, and the park finally got permission to build on that nearby parking lot, so they're expected to get a sizable new coaster in the future. Maybe a new Gen Vekoma thrill coaster from the rendering. But until that happens, what are your favorite rides at the Swedish theme park? Let me know down in the comments. If you enjoyed this countdown, I would appreciate it if you gave this video a like, and you consider subscribing, because there'll be a lot more roller coaster and amusement park videos here at Canopy Coaster. Thanks for watching.